Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm fine. Just working on handouts.
I know the feeling. Shall we start?
Yes. Do we have anybody else?
No, not yet. Welcome, Malfa.
Okay, good.
So I believe we're starting with Pasuk 85, correct?
I think so, yep.
Okay. So this is in section 6 of the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Vayera. Pasuk 85, we'll start with the Lashem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha b'rithu ishkinte b'tchilu urchimu utchilu utchilu urchimu le'afda l'shem yudhe b'vavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael l'imud Torah mitzvah l'asok Torah mitzvah v'ahino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kanane aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananehu. Kalama divar nach it meshach bahai alma akeina me mashkin lea kada fek me hai alma uva me de it tabak bahai alma the it meshach avat rea akeit tabak. Behahu alma ibiku chabrihu. Ibiku chabaku cha. We bin saava bin saava. The translation. And they were saying, whatever path a person follows in this world is the path along which he is drawn when he leaves this world. And whatever he clung to and pursued while in this world, he clings to in the world of truth. If to holiness, then to holiness. If to impurity, then to impurity. My commentary, the above paragraphs are teaching us that this applies to the children of Israel and to all other human beings as well. Questions, comments, thoughts?
To change our path here in the physical world, we have to study, pray, and elevate our souls to that we do not go down that path after death.
No, what it's saying is the path that you follow in the physical world is the path that you will follow in the world after death. In the world of truth is the terminology. In the spiritual worlds. So if you're inclined to follow physicality and negativity in this world, God forbid, then that is the path you will follow in the spiritual world. And if you're inclined to follow the Torah, to study the Torah, to pray, to do good deeds, then that's what you will be doing in the spiritual world after death.
True. I get that.
What it's really saying is that the consciousness you have in your in the physical world remains with the soul in the spiritual world.
I don't want my path prior to studying Torah to be part of my path that takes question is, I guess I need to define inclined first. My question is, if we're studying and
you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
Welcome, Brandy. Malka, you're breaking up a little bit, so let's start over. What is your question?
My question is, you know, my path I took prior to studying Torah or coming to the Torah or Kabbalah, I'm having a little issue with that following me in my consciousness into the spiritual world. So by coming to the Torah and studying through Kabbalah, does that change the consciousness for the path to take in the spiritual world?
Yes, it does. If someone was following a path that was not a positive path earlier in their life, and then for some reason they found Torah and they started to follow the Torah, that change is part of their teshuvah. And so teshuvah essentially changes every negative action that you've done to be at a minimum as if it didn't occur. And as a maximum, it can actually change the negative action to be positive. And that's what the study of Torah does accomplish. Was that clear, or nobody's speaking, so I don't know where to go from here?
Yes, that answers my question. And what, I guess the definition of inclined is what?
The definition of inclined?
Yes.
Or clinging?
Well, I thought you said inclined.
No, whatever he clung to, we're talking about clinging. We're talking about attaching ourselves to the Torah or attaching ourselves to the negative system.
Okay.
And since we go back and forth, it's really the majority of it, but it's also related to the last thought that you have when you leave the world. The last level of consciousness, and that's why we're taught that before, as you leave the world, it's good to say the Shema Yisrael, because that's connecting you to the Torah.
Okay.
Anybody else want to make a comment, or I'll go on?
Not really. I felt like it was kind of self-explanatory.
Yes and no. There's always room for understanding things differently.
Right.
Pasuk 86. Hey, Alela, Weita Veit Mimana, Shamasha, La Shamasha, Lachtame, Kudshabarichu, Baini Nun, Shar Malakim, Kimadehake, Ita Bakleela, Lakaim, Baini Nun, Kadishin, Dictiv, Benatati lecha, Malachim Bein Ha'omdim Ha'eleh. The translation, if to holiness, then he is drawn toward that same side of holiness. He clings to it above and becomes a serving minister before the Holy One, blessed be he, among all the angels. And so he is attached to the supernal world and stands among those holy beings, as it is written, then I will give you access among those that stand by. My commentary. This is amazing. To realize that the verse in Zechariah indicates souls who hunger for holiness will stand by Hashem and be messengers to the messengers. Ultimately, mankind will serve the angels. Questions, comments, thoughts.
So
the phrase becomes a serving minister. I feel like that when reciting Psalm 67. You know, it's I can
I'm
see
not
the
10 seconds. There's a verse in Psalm 67 that relates to this.
The menorah psalm.
Yeah, I know what Psalm 67 is.
Mm-hmm.
You think that there's a verse that's telling you the same thing?
Well, I feel like I'm standing before, it's like I see the Sephirot with Keter pouring oil down, just as he did the high priest. And
that's what you feel, but that's not. It's not quite what this is saying.
To me, if you're working, you know, with your prayers, you're serving as a minister, just like the high priest did, or the priest. You know, the prayers all play a part. And I mean, look how we go on our tiptoes when we say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh among the angels. And that's, to me, that's what the verse is saying. But somebody else could think something else.
But remember that the people who achieve their tikkun in the earlier generations before Adam, they became the souls of suns and stars and planets. Remember, we've studied that?
Mm-hmm.
So a serving minister means you're given responsibility for certain levels, like the angels that we call the watchers. You're given a task just like the angels are, except that human beings can multitask and angels cannot.
Is this verse saying that, you know, physically, when we were created as humans or as physicality, that we were above the angels? And then I think you said, or I heard, that we will be serving the angels, so the angels will be above us in the spiritual world. Does it reverse something?
I understand what your confusion, and maybe the statement I made is incorrect. Ultimately, mankind will be above the angels. Right now, angels serve men. How do they serve men? Hashem, a bet din in the spiritual level, authorizes something good to be given to this person. The angels make that happen. That's service, isn't it?
Right.
So when man becomes higher than angels, he's going to be serving God, but he's going to be being a messenger between Hashem and the angels. And in that sense, he serves the angels. But he's really, in essence, he's serving Hashem, but he's a messenger to the angels, telling them what to do.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Well, it's kind of sort of the way it was in biblical times. Because you say, let's just take Balaam and trying to destroy or judge on Israel out in the wilderness. He prayed to the dark side or the north side, and he's asked to think so that he can get power, right? More power. So, is it a long scenario as what you're trying to convey, or what you're conveying? We can always instruct from a spiritual standpoint, we can instruct the messengers to do certain things, right? I know
correct.
We get there.
Right now, we can instruct the angels what to do.
Okay.
I always ask Hashem to send the angel. I don't talk to the angel itself. It's been always, that's been my pattern. I may think of the angel.
That is correct.
Yeah. But I ask Hashem to send that angel.
But in ancient times, in earlier times, the human being, before the flood, that's what the whole issue of the flood was. The people had become so negative, they were telling the angels what to do. And they were not worried about Hashem destroying the world because they knew how to stop the flood. They knew how to tell the angel of rain not to have rain. So they felt they could override Hashem. But Hashem changed the names of the angels so that they no longer knew the name. And by not knowing the name, they couldn't call and order the angel what to do. But it's still true today. We can order the angels what to do, but we don't understand the consequences of our actions. And there's an overriding program in all of the angels to follow the plan of creation. So if what we're ordering goes against the plan of creation, they will not do it. But after the world changes and Mashiach comes and the world that is coming, we will all know the plan of creation, and we will know what needs to be done. And so we will tell the angels what to do. So the world, initially, when Mashiach comes, the world does not change. It's exactly the same as it is the moment before the Mashiach, except for Israel. The children of Israel are not subservient to the other nations. Whereas after the Mashiach comes, Israel is the leader of all of the nations.
Mm-hmm.
But with that leadership comes responsibility. I've really shocked everybody, correct?
No,
we've
okay.
I know. I think that's suffering of the Israelites is come to that. Because it states it all through the Torah, you know. Or you do read that be no more saying this, you know, among children, you know, the nation of.
Let me go on forward with Pasuk 87. Haki ake na me ke gavna dai bim sava mashkin leya legabe ahuz sitar beita ve kechad minayu beita beka beho weinun ikrun niske bene nasha. Uhahi oshata dinafek mehai alma natlin leya lishabim leya bagehinom behahu atar tedaine lonely ne misava tisaibu garmaihu viru chaihu uvatar itabak behoveihu niska kefad meinun niske da alma. The translation. And so in the same manner, if he has cleaved to impurity while in this world, then he is drawn to the impure side. He becomes one of them and is attached to them, and they are called the demons of people. So when he departs from this world, they take him and cast him into Gehinnom, into that place where the impure, who have defiled themselves and their spirits, are judged and punished. He then clings to them, becoming a demon, just like the demons of the world. My commentary: woe to this mess soul, or this moment in a man's process. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Does he stay as a demon in Gehinnom, or does he get released into the world, physical world?
When the Satan thinks that he will follow his orders in the physical world, he is released into the physical world. And that's how the souls of Terach was able to bring Abraham into the world. Because Abraham was brought through into the world by through Terach, who was a servant of this he was a demon. But then he did teshuvah because of Abraham's influence. And Moses came through a marriage that should not have happened between Jochebed and his father, because he had divorced her and then they remarried. And the Torah hadn't been given, so that law wasn't in place. But all of these major people come through these inappropriate marriages. And this is because they are souls that are coming through demons. They're connected to demons from their previous lifetime, or from their, and then they, you know, they do teshuvah. They learn the Torah. They learn to what is their tikkun, and they achieve their tikkun, and that eliminates all of the past negativity and being a demon.
Oh,
and it's complicated. So I hope I'm being clear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a question.
Good.
Adam, when he left Eve for 100 years, I think 127, he was suffering through the negative side. Is that right? So
say it again. You broke up.
I can't understand her at all. So
when Adam left Eve
for 130 years.
Okay. He was in the negative system, right? And he was creating souls.
He was creating negative souls with LL.
Okay.
This is not after death. He was still alive. He just didn't sleep with Eve, and therefore he had wet dreams. And she would take that sperm and make demons from them.
Okay.
But I was talking about the high souls of the world. Abraham, he was born to an idol-worshipping Terach. Why did that happen? The only way the Satan would agree for his soul to come out of the Gehinnom from his previous incarnation, which we haven't really discussed what that is, but he was connected to the negative system from a previous incarnation having to do with someone in the flood. And he came out through Terach, and then he achieved Teshuvah and influenced Terach to do Teshuvah. But the only way that the Satan would agree to him coming into the world was if he came through Terach and he saw that he was going to go through the 10 trials, and therefore he knew that he thought that Abraham would fail it in those trials. Because he felt he controlled him, having lived in Gehinnom for whatever period of time, usually 11 months or so. But both Hashem and Satan have to agree that a soul comes into the world from Gehinnom. They both have to agree to the reincarnation. We're out of time. We will have this discussion tomorrow if we need to. You have a good evening.
Okay, thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.